Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
Oh.
know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord. And I know what time it is, 'cause time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord. And no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound, but I'd give up everything for this treasure I found. Everyone is here. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I don't want you to go. In your presence, and I want more. I want more. I want more. Jesus, I want. Anybody feel like I feel in this room? I want more. Jesus, I want more. Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today? My heart.
Amen. Amen. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Woo! It is Women's Day Thursday. Also, it's Women's Month for the month, entire month of March. Just want to give a shout out to all the countries you're listening in, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Thailand, Romania, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Jamaica, Portugal, Ireland, India, Korea, Japan, and Paris. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know on sometimes you can't openly praise God like we can, but don't you ever forget that we are praying and interceding for you on this side of the globe. Yes, I said that. We are praying and interceding for you on this side of the globe. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, the enemy wants you to think that you're fighting by yourself, but I'm here to tell you that you're not. Good morning again. I am your host, Apostle Kashima Douglas. I won't be before you long, but know that the Lord did it again. He woke us up this morning. Give us another chance to be above the ground and not underneath. Father God, I ask you to have your way on this morning. Less of your daughter and more of you. Let the people need to hear, connect, and hear, and the ones that need to understand that they're not by themselves, let me help them understand. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I'm super excited, not just because I'm on here this morning, because God gave me another chance to get it right with him. No, I'm not perfect. No, you're not perfect. But God loves that one-on-one time with just you and him. He knows we're not perfect. He knows we make mistakes. Remember, nobody's untouchable. But again, keep pushing through. Don't get upset. Don't fold. Even if you want to get upset and get out of character, I'm telling you, stay focused, stay in position, and stay in place. The woman I will be talking about today, will be Lot's wife. Scripture Genesis 19:22. But flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it. That is why the town was called Zoar. By the time Lot reached to Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. The Lord had rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. From the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living things in the cities, and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. If I could put a title this morning, I would say, stop looking back. Remember, God told them to run out of Sodom and Gomorrah, to look forward. Don't look back. Once God brings you out of a situation, my God, stop focusing backwards. Focus ahead, because he's taking you from that situation for a reason. He's taking you away from that area for a reason. He's sending you somewhere where you can be fully covered and know there won't no harm come before you. See, we all tend to look back and want to bring this person with us and that person with us, but try to reach back and look for them, and then we then destroy ourselves doing something the Lord told us not to do. Lot's wife didn't want to let go of what she had been entertaining when she was in Sodom and Gomorrah. How many of you still entertaining your past? How many of you still looking back and trying to figure out how can you still be in that world, in your old world and your new world at the same time? I'm here to tell you, sweetheart, that it doesn't work that way. That's not a good thing for you. That's not a good look. But Lot's wife didn't want to fully let go. See, when you try to have one foot in and one foot out, you don't think the Lord knows that. He already knows what you're going to do before you do it. He's giving you the opportunity to get your life together. Lot's wife was one of the women in the Bible, and I'm like, really? Homegirl, God told you what he said, told your husband what he's going to do. But you still want to bring your homegirl Keisha with you, and Keisha's still turning up. Matter of fact, Keisha turned up that very night when you was told to leave. Release. What you need to do is release. Let go. Stay focused. We all know it's not easy, but we know it's worth it. God gives you the opportunity to get your life right. He gives you the opportunity to get it together for you, for him to show you the direction, the way you need to go. And I'm like, the word I got up, I'm like, girl, really? How you not understanding what you already seen what God is capable of? That's my thing. You already seen firsthand what God can do. Just imagine if God would do that and show us personally what he did back then. He's already showing the signs. Look at when Katrina happened and when an earthquake in Taiwan and not Louisiana, and Los Angeles flooding, a place that never flooded like that before. Kids killing kids, going into schoolhouse, shooting up bait. He's already given us the signs, and one is COVID. Prime example of COVID. Took millions of people. I'm not going to say thousands. I'm sure we didn't get the full count of how many people actually died behind COVID. God is showing us to keep our eyes on him, to not keep trying to reach back and try to live in your past and bring your past with you. Guarantee we all have a past. But what have you changed from your past? Sometimes you need to do a self-check. Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you still doing the same thing you was doing back then? Are you still trying to peep around like Lot's wife? Don't become a pillar of salt and be washed away with the wind, blown away with the wind, excuse me. What is your focus? It's well worth it to let it go. It's well worth it to let it go. I'm here to tell you, some things look better leaving. It's like a rearview mirror. Everything you look in that rearview mirror is behind you. But sometimes you don't even need to look. You need to focus straight ahead. Because the more you look in that rearview mirror, the more you're damaging yourself. But in this case, she literally took herself out trying to look back to see what had happened. What you looking back to see what happened for? It's not for you to look back. Can you imagine how Lot felt that now he not only has to leave his hometown and leave everybody, he lost his wife. He lost his soulmate. He lost somebody he's supposed to grow old with because she wanted to continue to live in the past when she knew better. My grandmother used to say, when you know better, you do better. How many of us are doing that in this season? How many of us know to do better, but we choose to do something else? I say this all the time. You can't live off of me, moms, and big mama prayers. You've done that long enough. Now it's time to establish a relationship with the Lord for yourself. Don't be like Lot's wife and try to stay focused on the past. If God take you from something, he took you from that for a reason. If he made a road for you to get away smooth and quick, get on that road and get away smooth and quick. Yeah, you might fall, but don't look back. Yeah, you might bump against something, but don't look back. Yeah, you might trip, get back up, and don't look back. What we need to learn from Lot's wife is that when we're in a position and we're going a certain way and we want to grab people and take them with us, or we just want to take a sneak peek of what's happening while we're leaving, I'm here to say that's not a good idea. I know you want to know. But if God gave you strict directions, or if he gave your mate strict directions, follow those directions because your life depends on it. And sure near, her life depend on it. They're running. Just think about it visually. Some people are visual. You're running, and you're holding hands. And she turned around. You turned around. And next thing you know, you don't feel nothing in your hands. Think about that. You're running for your life. You're running for your life. You're running, you're running. But you want to focus on what you're running from. That's just like the scary movies. When you're running, you ain't supposed to be looking back. You're supposed to try to get out of there quick, fast, and hurry because you know something is coming after you. But what do some of them do? My point exactly. They look back, and then what happened to them? Of course, they fall, and then they get killed. How many of you understand that your life depends on you staying focused on the Word of God? Remember, nobody's perfect. Nobody expects you to be perfect. But what God expects you to be is to reach out to Him, just to Him and His garment. Yeah, like I said, I'm jumping on this back. God, I need you for real, for real. Not a little bit, for real, for real. Show me what you want me to do, because I've tried it my way numerous of times, and it didn't help. I look back. I didn't turn to a pillow of salt, but I look back and brought some of that unnecessary weight with me. But this is 2023. Stand up. Like one of Erykah Badu's songs say, bag lady, leave those bags back there. Don't pick them up. Go to the left, to the left. Leave them there. Don't pick them up. You can't be a generation curse breaker if you're still carrying those bags. What are you trying to break? You can't break anything because you're still carrying it. Remember, forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. They could be dead and gone, and you're still mad at them. That's not going to change anything. They don't know, and they could still be alive, and you haven't forgave them. They're going on with their life. What do? Still dwelling in the past. The past is just that, the past behind you. You're no longer living in that. Yes, it may be hard, but I'm here to tell you, once you forgive, whether you can tell them you forgive them, that's okay if you can. Write it on a piece of paper. I forgive whoever it was. I'll release it to you. Don't go back and pick it up once you give it to the Lord. Write it down, throw it away, burn it up, cut it up. Do whatever you need to do for you so you won't look back, and keep your focus on the Lord. The Lord has something for you to do. You have a job. You might not be a preacher. You might not be a singer. But you're a server. You talk to people. Your smile might do something. Your hug might do something. Saying good morning or hello might do something to somebody that was thinking about taking their life. Yeah, we have days we don't want to be bothered, but somebody needs to hear your voice. Somebody needs to hear you tell them that it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Keep pushing through. God loves you. He has plans for you. You're beautiful and wonderfully made. It's the month of March. It is Women's Month. Encourage another woman of God. Encourage a young lady. Tell her, little girl, baby, you're beautiful. Light, dark, you're beautiful. It does not matter. We must and need to encourage each other daily. Check on your strong friends. I say this all the time for a reason. We get weary, too. Check on, just do a text. Hey, sis, just checking on you. Hey, woman of God, just checking on you, praying for you. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody be in their phones all the time. Encourage your sister in Christ. Encourage a woman that you see on the street. Hello, how you doing? Have a blessed day. That doesn't cost anything to say that. It's free. We've lived like Lot's wife for so long. Yes, I'm talking about me. They stay saved in the church. Yeah, I'm talking about me. Because can't nobody talk about Kashima like Kashima. But once you know better, you do better. Yeah, I have to learn. We all do. If somebody said they hadn't been through and had looked back at their past, then I'm telling you the truth. Everybody had looked back and thought, what if I did this different? It wasn't meant for you to do it that way. It was meant for you just the way God had it planned. So now you're out of that position. Now you didn't get out of your past, and you're not looking at your past. Get in your word. Lest you fall deeper to your word. Remember, all things are passed away. You become a new creature now. Look in your word. Fall in your word. Stand in your word, literally, if you have to. She could possibly not have. Stand in your word. It's okay you're not invited to everything. You're not supposed to. Anointing don't have to go everywhere. Remember, many are called but a few are chosen. Chosen is not equipped to go everywhere because God don't want you everywhere for a specific reason. The enemy is crafty. He knows what you like. He knows what you're looking for. Pay attention. Look with your spiritual eyes and not your regular eyes. Your life depends on it. Your seed and their seed and their seed depends on it. Remember, we are women. We're strong. We can handle things no man can handle. We could be in severe pain and still go to work and take care of the kids, come home, clean, cook, make sure everybody else is all right and forget about ourselves. Now it's time for you to think about yourself. There's nothing wrong with cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the kids. I'm not saying that. But you must take care of yourself as well. It's important you take care of you. Because nobody going to take care of you like you. It's important to make sure you're okay. Because if you're not okay, the house is not okay. If you're not okay, nobody's okay. It's okay you don't have a husband yet. Give it to God. He will send who he wants you to have, not who you think you should have. Remember the Bible said a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor with the Lord, not a woman finding a husband. Absolutely not. Don't go looking because it's not for you to look. God will send him at the right time that you need him. I say this all the time. Write down specifically what you want in a husband. Word for word, but be careful what you say. You're going to get exactly what you ask for. But be very specific what you desire in your husband. And the number one thing should be a God-fearing man. Because if he's not led by God, he can't lead you nowhere. If you have daughters, you have to give them an example of what you should do now that you're a woman of God. Let her know it's not easy. Wait. Don't be in such a rush to get in a relationship. Don't be in such a rush to say, I love you. It's the difference in lust and love. It might look the same, but it's a huge difference. Understand you can keep pushing, woman of God. Don't give up. God has so much in store for you. And you're beautiful and wonderfully made. You're a daughter of a king. And don't you ever forget that. Even when times get rough, even when you want to just throw in the towel and give up, keep your eyes on God. Keep pushing through. And know that God loves you. He didn't make a mistake. He wasn't a mistake. You are here for a reason. And keep pushing through. You got this. God got you. And you're never alone. Even when anyone wants you to think that you're alone, you're never alone. Never. Sit at the foot of Jesus. Lay out and talk to him. Lay out and cry to him. I guarantee he hears you. But what are you going to give up to show him that you need him? I hope you guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that God loves you. Don't give up. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Lift your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Be
Come on and sing it with me. My heart, my mind, lift your voice and say,
belongs to you. It all belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. All belongs to God. Remember, don't look back. Sometimes things just look good leaving them and letting go. Letting go is a big part of your life of growing. Again, not saying it's going to be easy to let go. Absolutely not. But it's an evening decision. We can't take things with us that's in the past, nor people. Oh, I do know God will heal your heart. He will put your pieces back to your broken pieces back together and letting go of your past. He's the only one who can do it. No man can heal your heart like God. But I'm here to tell you, woman of God, God gave you another opportunity to get things right. He woke you up this morning in your right mind to get up and get up out of bed and tell him thank you. He woke you up this morning to start your day off of worshiping and praising him. He woke you up this morning to give you another chance to become that woman of God that he calls you to be. If nobody else tell you today, I'm here to tell you, you got this. Adjust your call, queen. Don't get upset. Don't lose focus. Keep pushing through. God loves you. Remember, if you ever need me, then reach me at 346-419-2529. Or you can go to World Gospel Connection on Facebook. But I'm going to give you three keys before we go. One, get your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to visit us at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 770-26-3 p.m. every Sunday. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. When you say, God, I tried my life. It's not working, and I need you. And he will take care of the rest. Remember, get your Bible, find your church on, and make sure the man or woman of God is preaching and teaching the same thing. Hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Hope that God loves you, and so do I. And remember, if you need me, 346-419-2529. And bless all is still free if you need that as well. Text me and say, Apostle Katrina, I need some of that oil. I will mail it to you. All of you in the Houston area, we can meet up. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. If you want to sow to a World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. Be blessed. And you got this. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. And don't forget to spend some time with the Lord. Because he needs to hear your voice. He wants to hear your voice. It will change your life. Do a self-check, woman of God. You got to take care of you before you take care of anybody else.
The thing to try when all else fails is again. The person who really wants to do something finds a way. The person who does not finds an excuse. The person who prevails is the person who refuses to give up. The person with the mental toughness is the person who will triumph. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. The man who can get up one more time than the time he's knocked down is going to be the winner. Being knocked down is not...